Hi, my name is Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview today on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 20th of September 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, and where you're from.
My name is Tom Williams, I'm 22, and I'm from Tunbridge Wells in Kent.
And how are you today?
I'm fine, thanks.
So, how did you initially hear about the project?
I knew it was happening, but I wasn't really sure whether musicians kind of were using it. It seemed obviously like a great busker's point, you know, because it's so high up and it's in a place where you wouldn't usually be allowed to busk. And a friend of mine called Chris TT got a slot and did a set up there about a month ago, and I saw it online. I just thought it looked amazing, so I just applied. But I think actually a friend of mine might have applied for me as well, because I got a no email, and then about a week later I got a yes. Maybe I shouldn't listen. It's fine.
It worked out.
But someone, maybe someone who wanted me to be up there put me up there, which is really, really sweet. But it just looks amazing. I'm so lucky that I've got such a good slot. I mean, if I got 3 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, the whole point of doing a busk there would be kind of pointless. It looks amazing.
So how did you feel when you found out you had a place?
Really happy. I texted everyone. Really excited. It should be awesome. I've got a little battery powered amp, and the sound might be an issue, but it's quite still tonight, and touch wood, it hasn't rained, or it's not raining. So I'm really looking forward to it. It should be wicked.
So could I ask you to talk a little bit about yourself?
Yeah.
Just kind of overview what you're doing at the moment, what your interests are.
Okay, sure. Well, I left school in 2005 and I did an art foundation course at Chelsea. And then I was going to go to Oxford University to do art, but I chose not to go because I wanted to do my band. And I formed a band and we've been doing that for about 3 years. But about a year ago, I reapplied to Oxford. So I'm in my second year of fine art at Oxford at the moment. And the band is kind of, we play the songs that I was playing on my own. So I don't play on my own so much, so this kind of thing is really special. But it's been really good. Like, we've managed to do lots of amazing things, like play, you know, national festivals and get played on Radio 1 and do sessions for Radio 1. And so it's really nice. And we've got a small group of people coming to see us tonight, and it'll be really lovely. I was contemplating doing the thing that some people have done and have the band on the bottom, like crashing it out, and then having a guy at the top, but I think it's more of a spectacle, so I didn't bother. But yeah, so that's it really. We've been recording an album this summer with a guy called Simon Askew, who we met at Maida Vale when we did our BBC session, and he's helping us putting it all together, and so that's kind of me for the next 6 months, and I graduate next summer.
So can you just plug your band a little bit? What's the name?
Yeah, sure. The band's called Tom Williams and the Boat, and the band is the Boat, and I'm Tom Williams, and it's kind of my solo stuff was folky, and the band's a bit rocking, so it's folk rock, the website is just tomwilliamsandtheboat.co.uk, and that's about it.
So, what does music mean to you?
It's always been, when I was younger, it was always the formal creative output. So I learned violin and sax at school, and I always was doing music lessons, and I was in choirs and singing and stuff. And I'd never done any art or anything, and when I got to secondary school, my art teachers were amazing and my music teachers bored me. So I started to get really into art, and my traditional instrument started to wane, and I started to play the guitar. And at about the age of 16, they kind of swapped roles. So art became my wife, and art and music became my mistress. So I was doing music in my spare time and art in my day to day. So music at the moment is what I do when I'm not painting or doing art. But luckily the Oxford terms are really short. It's like 8 week terms. So I'm there only 22 weeks of the year. So I've got loads and loads of time. And I drive back from Oxford to Kent every weekend, and we have gigs and practices and stuff, and it's really important that I have not all my eggs in one basket, and that art and music are kind of, if they're not coexisting, then they're doing their own thing, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's what it means to me.
So how are you finding your, can you just talk a little bit about your art, how are you finding your course at Oxford?
Oh, it's awesome. Especially this year, I've got no exams this year. Last year, the whole course is about 80% coursework and about 20% art history. And it's a really, really small course. I mean, if I was at Slade or Goldsmiths or another massive art sort of house, I'd be one of about 50 or 70 a year, and at Oxford I'm one of 20. So the school is only 60 big and the staff are about 45, so it's pretty much one-on-one. And what's also really nice is that not a lot of Oxford uni really know we exist. I mean, it's frightening. You can be in your third year and you say you do fine art to someone you've never met before, and they say, oh, they do that here, you know, some kind of... But it's actually really lovely. And what's also really nice is we don't... Usually what you do at Oxford is you study geography in Balliol or history in Christchurch. So you have a place where you live, which is your college, and then you also study there. So your bedroom might be next door to where you have your tutorials with your tutors. So it's really insulated, and you kind of only, you see the same people for everything. So you see the same people at dinner, you sleep in the same room as, you know, same hallway as other people, and, you know, you see your tutors all the time. With art, the Ruskin, which is the art department, is completely separate. So in a year of 20, there'll be one student from each college in a year. So you've got this double life. And if you are kind of the art school type, you don't have to get involved in the weird bureaucratic time warp that's Oxford Uni. So it's actually really nice. You can escape it all if you want, because it can be really overbearing. Like weird cloaks and tie and dress codes for weird dinners and traditions, and it's all cobbled streets. It's kind of charming, but then it can get quite nauseating. So it's nice to have, you know, a sort of a normal world to kind of fall back on. Because there's a massive emphasis on being in London a lot, and there's the Oxford Tube, which runs just up the road 24 hours a day to Oxford every 10 minutes. So we can jump on on that bus whenever we want. And all our tutors are practicing artists and everything, so we're always in London at shows and seeing stuff, and it's really good.
Is there quite a strong emphasis on the kind of academic side?
Well, I mean, because it's Oxford, you have to get like at least like 2 A's and a B, but most of them like have 3 or 4 A's. So in that sense, you've got only about sort of 30%. Of the people that you might have at a normal art school. I mean, most degrees have fairly high asking grades, but I guess there's always this relationship between the art school and the university, and the art school is constantly sort of wink wink nudging us, and just we have to play along to a lot of their, you know, because we have to be a real subject, you know. But what's really nice about the Ruskin is that we just had the most, because you know, we're all quite, you know, intelligent people and we all want to be there. Like most degrees, there are very few people that just slack off and don't do anything, and it's largely self-motivated, and we just all have a ball. It's really cool. There are two sites. There's a like a townhouse site on the high street, and there's a big like traditional warehouse space down the road, and that's where more of the messier stuff goes on, but it's really awesome.
Cool. So how would you describe your style?
I do mainly kind of gestural abstract painting. I started doing that about 3 years ago when I first got into Oxford, and I just haven't really stopped. I used to do quite a lot of sculpture and photography, but now, yeah, so it's big, gloopy paintings with a lot of different like paints and sort of, I guess it's that kind of thing, maybe it'd be called action painting. Painting where your body's directly involved with the process. So the canvases tend to be kind of the span of your body, so that because any bigger looks like it could be made by sort of like a machine. So the kind of, you know, even the size of the frame is a reflection on how big you are at that point. So there's a lot of personality in it.
So, whereabouts were you born? Where did you grow up?
I was born in Herne Hill, and I went to Dulwich Prep when I was little, and then we moved to Kent when I was about 9, and we've been there ever since. And we live in a little village called Plaxtol, and our house is split in the middle. Half of it is 12th century knight's house, and the other half is like a Georgian red brick box. So we have to open the left-hand side for the National Trust every day, and we've got these massive set of keys that are about like literally like a foot, massive keys, and you kind of have to open it put your elbow grease in, you know. It's amazing. It's really cool. So we live in the middle of nowhere. But what's really lovely is we're 40 minutes from London, and I'm only 2 hours away from Oxford, so I still kind of feel connected. But I feel very attached to the country, and I'm not sure I could ever really live in London.
So what was your childhood like? Did you kind of grow up in the same house?
Yeah. I was born in Herne Hill, and we lived there for 9 years. And my brother and sister were born there. Got two younger siblings. And then we moved to Kent and rented for a year to find a house. But then I've been in this new house for 14 years. So I've only really had two houses. So it's been a very kind of stable, constant childhood. It's been a brilliant childhood.
So I just want to kind of ask you about your ideas on this project.
Mm-hmm.
You're obviously very interested in art.
You'll
go to various galleries, exhibitions, whatever. What do you think of the project so far? What are your ideas? Have you kind of noticed any places in particular?
Yeah, well, I haven't been watching the Sky Art stuff much, but I've been constantly flicking to the website a lot. I think it's really interesting. I mean, I remember reading somewhere in a press release that it was, I think Gormley wanted to create some kind of contemporary portrait of Britain, but it seems to me that there's a certain type that actually wants to get up there, and so it seems to be, I mean, especially in kind of the shadow of something like X Factor or Britain's Got Talent, it's actually quite an interesting project in kind of just looking at people once you tell them that they're going to be looked at, and the kind of the statements they choose to make. A lot of people, it might just be being cynical, but a lot of people seem to think it's kind of a cool thing to do to get up there and do nothing, like read a book I can't make up my mind whether it's worse than getting up there and covering yourself in glitter and doing a dance, you know what I mean? I can't work out which one's more conceited and more selfish. Because it seems, I mean, I don't know, a lot of people that get up there just to talk or just to hold up one sign, they tend to kind of be burnt out after about 15, 20 minutes. I think, well, I've got a set list and I'm just going to bash through it the same way I have, you know, if I was in any club, so it's kind of different. But it's definitely really interesting just watching people watching them. It's really funny. But, I don't want to think about it too much, especially not before going up. but I think it's great. But actually, I'm not sure how a lot of people have been grumbling about it, but I'm actually not sure how radical it necessarily is. It's definitely something different, and it does a massive credit to the square because it's a spectacle, and everyone that comes to see London might have it, you know, if the brochure of things to do has been recently updated. So it's great. And it's a great chance to, you know, let people of London and of Britain just get up and say what they want. But I'm still not sure which plinthers I prefer and why.
So could you talk a little bit about what you're planning on doing today with your hour?
Yeah, I'm gonna play about 40 minutes, leaving about 10 minutes either side to load up and pack up. Mainly my own songs that I play with a band, and a couple of covers, like a bit of Johnny Cash or a bit of Bob Dylan or something. When I play on my own, I play a lot of harmonica and stuff, so that kind of folky stuff really lends itself really easy. It should be awesome, because also I don't really have to even look at anyone. I can just look up and look at the sky, you know. So it's kind of it should be really, really fun. I just don't want to fall off.
So ultimately, what kind of experience are you wanting to get out of today?
I want to play my songs and enjoy myself, and hopefully it be still enough for a couple of people around the bottom to hear them and maybe go home and check out my stuff, really. So it's basically, I've never even busked before, so this is, although it's kind of formalized, so it's kind of easier. It's easier than just plonking your stuff on the street and everyone looking at you as if, what are you doing there? At least people know there's something going to be happening on there. And it's kind of really nice, because as the JCB sort of grunts up to the plinth, there's kind of a little gathering and a little kind of collective drawing of breath, which is really sweet. And that should be really nice. I just want to chill out and not panic, and it'll be fine.
So is there anybody coming to watch you today or watching online?
A lot of people watching online. People on sort of like, you know, the band websites and groups and stuff. They've all heard about it. And mums and dads and godmothers and friends in London and stuff. So there should be a nice group of people around the Boston. It should be really nice.
So just very quickly, what would you say is the most important thing in your life at the moment?
Because the art is the formal path at the moment, it needs less looking after. If I suddenly, if I didn't think about art for a week, I would still have been going to all the lectures and everything, so it would be kind of looking after itself. Whereas because the music, there's always an effort to keep it going, because no one else is looking after it. Music probably occupies me the most. And it also kind of, because it's not formal at all, and because if it failed and no one cared, no one would be disappointed, because, you know, technically I haven't invested any time in it. I haven't taken any qualifications to or anything like I have with my art. So actually there's this really risk-free kind of abandon to it, which is really nice. It makes it feel better every time something good happens. Because you always wonder if you, because I've been lucky enough to go to a public school, and for my, you know, my parents give me an amazing education, and for me to go to like somewhere incredible at Oxford, you're never really sure what you achieve is yours. I mean, if your parents are paying £20,000 a year for a school and you get 4 A's, then, you know, how much of that is it kind of expected, you know? So there's I used to have kind of a sense of like insecurity about what I had actually achieved. Like you'd meet really intelligent, bright people, sharp people that have bust their gut and got like 2 B's and a C at A level, and then you sort of see people at my old school that wouldn't put any effort in and would get the same marks. So there's kind of a weird relationship there. Not sure where I started there.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, that's okay.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I'm sorry for waffling so much.
Great.